Hello and welcome to the second episode of the iOS and VoiceOver tutorials. I am, of course, Nathan Smith of Nathan Tech. In this episode, we're going to get started with our first two gestures, which are the swiping and the double tapping. And we will throw in an extra bonus gesture in there, which is the tap double tap, because why not? So we're only going to be working with the lock screen this time. And obviously the lock screen, quite easy to access once your device is just locked as normal. Generally, my device has motion detection. So if I pick it up,
1616.
The lock screen pops up. However, your device might not have this, so you'll just need to press the... if you press the lock button, it will come up. If you press the home button, it will come up. Mine has just, as you probably heard there, just locked itself. Gone back to standby just to save power. That's fine by me. The last thing we need is the iPhone running out of battery during a tutorial. So, how do gestures work with VoiceOver is the first question. So we're going to be talking about simple gestures, and as such, all you need to do is press your finger to the screen 17. And then do something, whether that's double tapping on the screen or swiping against the screen. VoiceOver allows you to be able to select an item without necessarily being directly above it, because obviously one difficult thing for a blind person would be knowing where the item we're trying to select is, and with VoiceOver that isn't necessary. You select items by tapping on them and then activate them by double tapping. Obviously still poses the question, well, am I going to be tapping randomly around the screen until I find what I'm looking for? That's where our swipe gestures come in, and we're going to cover two of these, which is the swipe left and swipe right. So to scroll to the next item on a screen, you swipe right, and to select the previous item, you swipe left. But you might be wondering, what is a swipe? So I've extended my index finger. I'm by nature right-handed, but for one reason or another, I find it easier to do gestures with my left hand. So I'm holding the device in my right hand because it's a phone. However, you might be working with an iPad, so it may be easier to have the device laying on the desk in front of you or on your lap or whatever you prefer. Point notwithstanding. To perform a swipe, we simply swipe. It's the only way I can describe it, is using the index finger, you draw a straight line on the screen in a direction. So for me, for this gesture, I'm going to go from the left to the right. I just touch. I'm resting my finger at the moment on the left-hand side of the screen, and I've just swiped to the right. Now the screen is locked, so it doesn't do anything, but I continue to swipe from left to right. You don't generally want to rest your finger on the screen, because if you rest your finger on the screen and then swipe, your device will scroll across the items that are under your finger. That's fine if you're looking for an item on the screen, you can just scroll around. Not particularly efficient, but that's up to you. To do a swipe, just touch and swipe straight away, just a small dunk across the screen, zoop, and it's done. And as I said previously, to go to the next item, you go from left to right. To go to the previous item, it's right to left. And I'm going to demonstrate this. I'm just going to bring up the lock screen. As you can hear, she's saying the time, so we're just going to swipe to from left to right. From right to left.
Do not disturb. Calls and notifications will be silenced while your iPhone is locked. Saturday the 6th of February, 1620.
So that, as I said, is going to the previous items because, for one reason or another, I was not focused at the top. However,
Saturday the 6th of February.
Now we're going from left to right.
Do not disturb. Press home to unlock. Page 1 of 2. Adjustable.
And VoiceOver will give you hints. I'm admittedly silencing her before she gives me the hint. Don't mind me referring to VoiceOver as a she, it's just the voice is in fact a female. Yours might be a male or an alien, because who doesn't want an alien talking to them from their iOS device? Come on. As you heard there, I was just simply scrolling through the items on my home screen, my lock screen, which, because I have Do Not Disturb on, is simply the time, the date, the home, double tap here to unlock, and the page navigation, which we'll cover in a later tutorial, not to worry too much about that. So, how do we activate an item? That is done with the tab and double tap. So, how we're going to do this, I'm actually going to use the home screen for this one, which means unlocking messages. The device. There we go. And this is where I'm actually going to show you how VoiceOver gives hints. So I'm just going to reselect that messages item and let her talk it through this time.
Messages. Cut messages. Double tap to open.
And as you heard, she just said double tap to open. And I can obviously use my finger to tap around the screen like so.
Settings. Stocks. Notes. Dock. App Store. Settings. Double tap to open.
Now that was just tapping around the screen, which I've been using iOS devices for years, so I can generally give a rough approximation as to where things are, but it really isn't the most efficient way. So I'm focused on the settings at the moment, which is towards the bottom of the screen. Now if I wanted to get back to messages, I'm going to swipe backwards, so I'm going to go from right to left.
App Store, iTunes, Home, News, Stocks, Remind, Note, Calculate, Health, Books, Map, Clock, Wallet, Weather, Camera, Phone, Calendar, Messages.
And that was using the gesture of going from the right to the left and just swiping with one finger. Now, let's talk about the activating. So, when you swipe to an item, such like so.
Calendar, such.
So calendar, and she was just going to read me the date there before I muted her. So it's focused on the calendar. That has selected that item. It would be the same if I tap with one finger anywhere on the screen. Let's say
health.
There, on the health.
Double tap to open.
That again has selected the item, and you can just double tap with one finger. Just one, two.
And health summary heading.
And it's opened the health app. And to get back to the home screen, you just press your home button.
Health.
There we go, back to the home screen. And you'll notice she selected the last item that I opened, which was the health app. There's also the app switcher, but we'll cover that in a later tutorial. But that, basically, those two gestures are probably the most fundamental ones that you will use with VoiceOver. So, quick recap. To go forward on items, left to right, swipe.
Calendar.
With
Saturday,
one finger.
The 6th of February.
To go
double
back.
Double tap to open.
To go back an item, swipe right to left with one finger.
Messages. Double tap to open.
And as VoiceOver has just told us, to activate an item, double tap with one finger on the screen. Anywhere on the screen, doesn't matter. Once you've selected the item, you could double tap at the top, at the bottom, to the left, to the right. You could do a little dance, spin around, and double tap.
Messages.
And
edit.
Opens
button.
Up the app or activates the item. So that is the end of this episode. Hopefully you found it useful. We are going to talk about some more advanced gestures in the next one to do with scrolling, and then we'll cover the rotor and things like that. But I hope you've enjoyed the episode, and I will see you in the next one. This was Nathan Smith of Nathan Tech.